Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these gangsters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashists make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shell.
They want it.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. It is a big idea. A new world order.
After is the chapter.
Oh, I love it. I never get tired of listening to the tunes on this CD that my good friend Anthony J. Hilder and Evan Sweetwater put together for the Hour of the Time. It's incredible. Really good stuff. And they hit it right on the head. I don't know how many people have commented on some of the things that, you know, are in the lyrics. I remember somebody called, and boy, they took great exception to the fact that it said, I forget which selection it is, but one of them says that, you know, Clinton hits us with a huge tax hike. Well, that's what he did. For those of you who aren't aware of it, during the Clinton administration, they raised taxes at one time more than at any other time in the history of this country. And they keep talking about this great surplus. Where is it? I haven't seen any surplus. And then people call and say, well, we're not the greatest debtor nation on earth. I beg your pardon. We are. They haven't paid down the debt. They have not paid down the debt. We owe trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And the interest on the money that we owe is more than all the taxes that the IRS is able to unlawfully and unconstitutionally gather each year. It's absolutely impossible to pay it down at this point. And they say, well, we've balanced the budget. You know what balancing the budget means, folks? It means now that they've passed the biggest tax hike in history during the Clinton administration, they're bringing in more money than ever before in history. What it means is that here's what balancing the budget means. It means whatever Congress votes during the year to allocate money to, there's enough money to pay for it without going over. You know, if I could give myself raises in order to meet whatever increases in expenses that I wanted to incur, I could do the same. I could balance the budget also. Anybody can do that. You just don't spend more than what you've got. And if you don't have that much, then you make sure that you get more money coming in to be able to take care of that. And balancing the budget has nothing to do with the trade deficit, which is unbelievable. It has absolutely nothing to do with the debt or the interest that we have to pay on the national debt. Period. It's really weird to me how Americans are so ignorant on all of the things that they're supposed to know about but don't, and pretend that they do. And I don't really see how that happens, but it does happen nevertheless. Today in the state of Florida, two things happened, both of which I had said would happen, and they did. They took the suit to court to seek an injunction against the Secretary of State of the state of Florida to be able to continue the hand count beyond the deadline. And the Secretary of State, Mrs. Harris of Florida, said no. The law says there's a deadline, 5 p.m. today, November the 14th. And all votes from all counties have to be certified and into me by that deadline, or they will not be counted. And so all the counties certified their votes and got them into the Secretary of the state of Florida before 5 p.m. today. And she declared that as of that time, George Bush is ahead by 300 votes. And unless the counties that want to perform a hand count or keep going with this ridiculous charade can send her a letter by 2 p.m. tomorrow justifying their actions, she's going to certify the state vote and then add the absentee ballots that will be counted on Friday and declare a winner for the state of Florida, whether it's Bush or Gore, and that depends upon the absentee ballots. Because I'm going to tell you right now, unless somebody from one of those counties can prove that the machines were broken or that there was fraud, she's not going to accept any of their reasons, because there's no reason to be doing what they're doing. People voted on Tuesday, and then they recounted all the votes. And now they've, you know, recounted some of those votes again, and now they want to recount them even again. And in the middle of recounts, they changed the parameters for counting them. The whole thing has gone beyond ridiculous, beyond funny, beyond irritating, beyond stupid. It's a circus. It's a huge charade. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And nobody else in the whole nation has any business butting in on what the people in the state of Florida are doing. It's up to them, and they have their laws, and they have their officials, and they have their, you know, way of doing things, and that's their vote for their electors. It is not deciding the president of the United States. It's deciding who's going to be their electors. And the electors may surprise everybody, folks, because they don't have to vote the popular count. None of them do. There are some states that pretend to require them to and threaten to, you know, arrest them and try them and throw them in prison if they don't vote the way the popular vote went in that state, but they don't have the jurisdiction or the authority to do that. And then there's a lot of states that don't have any requirements whatsoever, and the electors, according to the state, are free to do what they want, and the state has nothing to say about it anyway, so they're all always free to say and do what they want anyway, and vote any way that they want. So the electors could throw a big curveball into this. And nobody is going to know who the president is until January the 6th. And that's the truth. And nobody has ever known who the president is going to be until January the 6th, when the president of the Senate opens the secret ballots of the Electoral College and makes sure that they were certified and that then he counts the vote. And twice in our history, the Electoral College has gone against the popular vote and elected somebody that the people didn't call for. And the people are so silly. They think that they're actually voting for the president and vice president. They're not. I've heard all day long, this woman, Mrs. Harris, the Secretary of State for the state of Florida, has the weight of the world on her shoulders. And the next president of the United States depends upon her decision. Bullshit. It depends upon the election of the Electoral College. Ladies and gentlemen, if I may call you that. I'm just sick to death of this. And I'm so tired of watching this. I have watched more liars trooped across the television screen today than I think I've ever even imagined existed in my entire life. Liar after 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 liar. And then you see these pseudo, well, they're fake intellectuals is what they are. They're talking heads. They belong to the networks. And because somebody has hired them to sit in front of a television camera and read from a teleprompter, somehow they have got it in their head that they know everything in the world about everything that there is to know everywhere and anywhere. And all day long they make these asinine, stupid comments and draw these conclusions from out of left field that have nothing to do with anything. And they ask question after question after question, and they troop liar after liar after liar to answer the question after question after question. And when they run out of questions that make any sense, they start asking questions that don't make any sense. And then when they run out of questions that don't make any sense, they ask questions that had to come, you know. who knows where the hell they came from. But they don't even not make any sense. They're just absolutely stupid. And then they draw on every possible scenario, even scenarios that are so wild and so way out that they couldn't possibly even play into any of this. And they discuss these scenarios back and forth endlessly, as if anybody gives a damn. Who the hell are they talking to? The only reason I listen is I know when I open the phones, you people are going to be talking about this stuff, and I got to know what the hell they're talking about because I'm the host of the hour of the time. And somebody has set me up on a pedestal and said I'm supposed to know everything. I don't. And unlike all those talking heads, I admit it. But at least I've got to know what you're talking about, so I can't say, well, I never heard of that. So I'm forced to sit there and listen to this inane, stupid, asinine, idiotic, embarrassing lie after lie after lie after, oh my God, save me from this. I'll tell you, folks, after this, I wouldn't travel to a foreign country now. If you paid for my trip and all of my accommodations and anything I wanted to do and anything I wanted to eat and any place I wanted to go, I wouldn't travel to a foreign country. I wouldn't be able to look anybody in the face. I would be so embarrassed. If anybody found out that I was an American. A nation of fools. That's what we must look like to the rest of the world. Absolutely unbelievable.
And this poor woman, Mrs. Harris, who's trying to do her job, she is a Republican. She did help campaign for George Bush and for Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida. But she hasn't done anything in her office as Secretary of State for the state of Florida outside of what's required by law. And she hasn't gone out of her way to do anything other than what's required by law. And she has been attacked like I have never seen anybody attacked in my life just because she's obeying the law that dictates what she has to do in her office. And the judge in Florida this morning threw out the suit calling for an injunction on her deadline, which is required by law, at 5 p.m. today. And the judge gave her complete and full discretion in deciding what vote, if any, she's going to accept after 5 p.m. And so she held a press conference this evening, saying that she is requiring all of the counties that want to continue with a hand count or recount their votes in whatever manner that they're going to do it, to justify it to her in a letter submitted to her by 2 p.m. tomorrow. And if they can't justify it, which means they have to prove that the machines were broken, or they have to prove vote fraud. If they can't do that, then they are not justified in recounting beyond the count that's already been done. Because that's what the law says. You have to be justified in what you're doing. And that means the machines were broken or there was vote fraud. And if you can't prove either one of those, then what are you doing?
Oh, well, we were confused on our ballot.
Well, dearie, get unconfused. It happens all across the United States of America. They threw out 20,000 ballots in West Palm Beach, Florida. Oh, whoop-de-doo. They threw out 120,000 ballots for the same reason in Cook County, Illinois. And a whole bunch of other counties all across this nation. Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, but I'm special. I'm a Holocaust survivor.
Well, you know, I truly sympathize with you if you're a Holocaust survivor, but it has absolutely nothing to do with voting for the President of the United States of America in this election. Period. Period. And I'm tired of this.
I have special privileges because I'm a victim.
Bullshit. Because that's what it is. Bullshit.
And I don't care if it's women who claim that they don't make enough in the workplace, so they should be able to cast their ballot again. Or I'm black, and my ancestors were slaves, and therefore, since I screwed up my ballot, I should be able to vote again.
I don't care what the victimization is. It has nothing to do with voting for the President of the United States in this election. And in the state of Florida, where you're not voting for the president or vice president anyway, it has absolutely nothing to do with voting for the electors who will vote for the president and the vice president on December the 18th. Oh, and I know I'm going to get some calls and some letters.
Well, my ancestors were slaves, and I take exception to the way you talk about blacks on your radio program saying that we don't have the right to vote again.
Take a long hike off a short pier, buddy, because I really don't care what you think at all. I care about reason. I care about the law. I care about truth. I care about justice. I care about all those things. I'm not for Bush. I'm not for Gore. But I am for truth. I am for doing what's right. I am for reason. I am for justice. I'm not for any of this other crap that all these socialists want to shove down our throats. And I am so sick of hearing the word democracy. You can't watch television or listen to radio for 3 seconds without hearing that word. anymore. Now, who is this Brian guy on BSNBC? My God, somebody told him he was pretty. And he thinks that means I'm the brain of the world. Well, he's not. He's making a fool of himself. They all are.
They all are. It is.
It's beyond my understanding is what it is. It's beyond anything that I ever dreamed could ever happen in this country. I mean, and the media is responsible for all of this from the beginning right up to the end. This whole thing was started by the media. It was fueled by the media. It's carried by the media. It's pumped up by the media. And people are told what to think by the media. And there's a poll every 5 minutes. There's a different poll. And it's all about the will of the people. Not in a constitutional republic. It's about the rule of law. It's about the law, not the will of the people. Never was. If I got anything to do with it, it's never going to be. Because once you start getting that will of the people, you start throwing the law out the window. And that's exactly what happens when you start getting that rule of the people. And everything's going to be decided by poll or by vote. And once that happens, boy, if you're not on the side of the majority, you're in danger. You're in danger. Like in Nazi Germany. If you weren't a Nazi, you were in danger. If you weren't an Aryan, you were in danger. So, let's open the phones. 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll take your calls for the rest of the hour. I'll tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. They're all going to send in their little letter trying to justify whatever they're trying to justify doing beyond the cutoff time today. And the Secretary of State is going to reject all of those reasons. She's going to certify the votes. She's going to wait until Friday and count the absentee ballots. And then she's going to announce a winner for the state of Florida for the electors who are appointed by the state of Florida, who will then go meet on December the 18th and vote for President and Vice President of the United States of America. Good evening, you're on the air.
Bill, I just want to chime in and agree with you about saying if I hear the word democracy one more time, I just think I'm just going to explode.
That is so sickening. And it's just repeated endlessly and endlessly, and everybody who troops before the camera has to say it at least four or five times. Are they not a good little socialist, you know?
That's right. But anyway, that's all I had, and I just enjoyed the show.
Okay.
Thanks once again. We'll see you.
Thanks for calling. 520, excuse me, folks. I'm having a little problem with my my voice tonight. 520-333-4578 is the number. We're going to take your calls for the rest of the hour. Let's just make it open topic. We'll talk about anything. Because I really don't care what we talk about tonight. I'm up to here with that election stuff. And if you want to talk about that, we'll talk about it. If you want to talk about something else, we'll talk about something else. But we'll just open the topic. And we won't narrow it down to any one thing tonight. 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. And I keep saying we. I'll be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. And, well, I guess it is we. Crusher's here with me. and he might decide to, you know, chime in his two bits if he gets the urge. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. It's Bob from Tennessee.
Hi, Bob.
Just calling in. I got a cold, too, so pardon my voice. But I appreciate what you're doing. I listened to your show last night. Found it very informative and encouraging. I just want to call tonight and let you know how much I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
You're putting the word out. I saw on CNN they wanted to run a bit about what the people in England thought about us. I thought that was quite ridiculous. that was pretty negative comments over there.
Well, do you blame them?
Well, no.
I mean, I'm watching it, and, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of the people in this country.
You know, what occurred to me this afternoon was if we had a leader worth anything as president, he would be on the air today telling people, or even before today, telling people that everything is by order, and he was able to explain the constitutional process and reassure the American people and the world.
Yeah, but they don't want anybody to know what the real constitutional process is.
That's exactly right.
That's why nobody's doing that. And, it's questionable whether Bill Clinton really knows that or not.
Well, I've heard a lot of people quote the Constitution, or some of it, and they're in error most of the time anyway.
Yeah, they are in error, and some of them just blatantly lie about what the Constitution says. They lie about what the judges said. For instance, all day today I heard people say, well, the federal court judge threw out the Bush request for an injunction against the hand counts, and told them that the hand counts had to go ahead. And that's a lie. The judge threw it out of court because the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction over an election in the state of Florida, and told them to take it to the state court. And then he made some personal comments of his own personal beliefs. And those are not judgments. Those are not court orders. They have nothing to do with it. The thing was thrown out. And so you see all these liars trooping that. And then you see all these other liars talking about the judge's rule this morning that the Secretary of State has full discretion, and that everybody has to have their vote certified and in by 5 o'clock today. And you hear him say that the judge told her that she couldn't have discretion, that she's got to consider all of these votes and all this other kind of stuff. And he didn't say that at all.
I think they just think that people are used to not thinking for themselves. They'll just believe whatever they're told that they heard.
Well, I don't think they think that. I think they know that. And I think it's absolutely true, because that's exactly the way most people behave.
Well, that's true.
They don't think for themselves. They listen to what somebody tells them, and they'll change their mind five times a minute if they hear five different people telling them to think five different things that even are different, that even oppose each other.
Well, there are a few of us around that want to think for ourselves, and I appreciate your encouragement. You're doing a good job.
Well, I appreciate all of you who are around who do think for yourselves.
You got a good website, too. I really enjoy that.
Well, thank you.
Okay, have a nice night.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Yeah, we do have a good website. I personally think it's the best website that there is, and it's williamcooper.com. So if you haven't been there, go there now. WilliamCooper.com. Go there. Check it out. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
I'm Greg, the useless eater from Region 6.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Couple of things. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I wish I could boost the volume of my headset somehow, but couple of things, if you would. I want to thank you. Back in September 98, you allowed me to come visit your family. I was probably one of the last few people that were. I met Doyle. You, your lovely wife Annie, and the children, and I want to thank you for letting me come up to meet you and shake your hand, and much appreciated.
Yeah, you're welcome. Nobody does that anymore if I don't know them personally and haven't known them for a long, long time.
And I don't blame you in the least. Mr. Cooper, there's an issue being tossed around the nation right now we're faced with, and that's this Indianapolis Baptist Temple. Would you consider weighing in on that subject?
What can I say?
I'd be interested in hearing your...
It's very simple. The federal government has no right to tax a church.
I'm well aware of that, what I was...
And they have no right to confiscate anybody's property without just compensation. Read the Constitution. It's all there.
Oh, I'm absolutely certain everything...
Whatever I'm going to say is what you're going to read in the Constitution.
Well, what I was referring to was the issue of should the American people stand up or no?
I can't tell you that. I can tell you that if it was my church and they came to confiscate my church, to seize the property of my church, I would meet them on the steps of that church with a gun.
Now, granted, the pastor does not want that to happen, but should the American
people... It's not up to the pastor. It's up to the American people, and it's not up to me. It's up to those people who belong to that church, who care about that church, to make a decision whether they're going to give up one more of their freedoms in that town and give up their church and their right to worship at the altar of their choice. That's up to them. It's not up to me. I've told you what I would do if it were my church.
Granted. So the American people, we should just leave it to them.
Yes, it has to be up to them, because you still don't get the big picture.
Oh, I'm well aware.
If you're not willing to die for freedom, you can't have it, and you can't force freedom down somebody's throat. If they're not willing to stand up for their rights, if they're not willing to stand up for their church, if they're not willing to stand up for their family and their property, they deserve what they get, and what they're going to get is tyranny.
What I'm referring to also is the fact that Bobo Grits is out there. I don't know if he's up to stirring up the crowd or what he's doing, but just wanted to hear.
What he's going to do is pretend to be for the people, and at the last minute he'll turn it all over to the feds like he always has.
Mm-hmm. You're correct. I think
he's a liar. He's a liar. He's a traitor. He's the scum of the earth. I've said it on the air many times, and I'll continue to say it.
I've heard you.
He claimed to be going up to help Randy Weaver. He wasn't helping Randy Weaver. He was called not by Randy Weaver. He didn't go as a volunteer. He was called by the Federal Bureau of Investigation to come and get Randy Weaver out of that cabin because they found themselves in an embarrassing situation. And every time he went up there to talk to Randy Weaver, he was wearing a wire. And he did his job really well, didn't he?
Well, he's out there stirring things up, I don't know, and I just...
Yeah, he's not stirring up anything.
I value your opinion, and I appreciate what you're doing for our country.
He's not stirring anything up. He's pretending to stir things up. 520-333-4578 is the number, and thank you for calling. Now, Bobo Grits? Hey, if they ever come and set siege to me, I hope that they send Bobo Grits up here to try to talk me out. It'll be the last day he ever walks on the face of this earth, I guarantee you. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. I just want to say how amazed I was that all these people on TV having these signs talking about democracy, and they obviously haven't read the Federalist Number 10, or if they would read...
They haven't read anything. They listen to Jesse Jackson and Bill Clinton and Al Gore and Hillary, and they read, if they read anything, they read Karl Marx.
Yeah, and it's amazing how it seems these intellectuals or so-called intellectuals gravitate toward socialism.
Yeah, isn't that strange? And they don't even study. They're supposed to be so smart, but they don't study history.
Right.
Because the first thing that socialist communists do when they get in power is to execute all the intellectuals.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that they always do. They imprison them or execute them, or send them to some slave labor camp, or they disappear in the Gulag Archipelago or something, but they're not around anymore.
Yeah. So, and there's something called the Records of the Federal Convention of 1787, edited by Max Farrand or Farrand.
Mm-hmm.
And over they talk about the ills of democracy.
That's right.
Providing checks against the democracy.
That's exactly right. The Founding Fathers were geniuses. And for us to have been so lucky, to have had so many geniuses to congregate one place to build this country, there had to be the hand of providence behind that. That's just beyond any probability of occurring anywhere, and it's never occurred anywhere on this earth or in history ever before, or since, for that matter.
So anyway, that's all I would say.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. And if you've been listening, you know why. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, William. This is Brian in Cincinnati.
Hi, Brian.
I wanted to change the subject a little bit tonight.
Sure. It's open.
There was last night that they had a thing that they were talking about because it was going to be on 2020 about voter fraud. And some guy they had on said that he voted four times and got away with it.
Happens all the time.
Well, isn't that an admission of guilt and a crime? Isn't that illegal?
Absolutely, and he should have been arrested. But I bet you he wasn't.
Oh, I know that. He was just somebody they brought out.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to change the subject on is the City of Cincinnati Police Department here just killed a couple more of our local citizens. Well, one local citizen visiting from Chicago.
I can't comment because I don't know the circumstances or anything that happened.
It was in the Cincinnati Enquirer and Cincinnati Post. The one young man that was, he was trampled to death, basically. You know, the coroner report said that he was either died from a chokehold gone bad or piling on of the police officers when they, you know, apprehended him. And he was apprehended because they haven't been able to find any charges against him.
What did he do that caused this to happen?
They haven't been able to find charges yet. Allegedly, one of the officers' first statements was that he recognized the guy as having committed an offense against a police officer, and he was questioning him. You know, the eyewitness, you know, there was people standing all around watching this. You know, they stopped him outside of a little convenient carryout store. He was cooperating with him. He put his hands behind his back a couple times, and then he bolted to run. Well, when they caught him, they pounced on him, handcuffed him behind his back. According to witnesses, stuck the billy club underneath his arms, drug him to the car, put him in the back of the car, closed the door, and then we're starting to talk. Looked into the car, realized the guy was not moving, took him out of the car and gave him CPR.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't know any of the circumstances. I don't know anything about it, so I can't comment.
Well, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up is they mentioned in the newspaper this guy. Well, the police officers are not talking now.
Oh, they never do. They always.
And he says
they always hold their silence and they always stick up for each other and even if they have to lie for one of their own, they'll do it. So this is called this brotherhood bullshit.
Yeah, well, it says the SOP attorney told them, says the officers simply accepted advice given to them by homicide detectives that they were not required to answer questions, he said. If they exercise the right,
they're not wrong in doing that. They don't have to answer questions. They don't have to. Especially
and then he goes on to say that they have the opinion just like every other citizen in the country. It doesn't mean they are not cooperating. Well, where was our right when the young man...
Hold on. We don't know what happened there. Now, that's the third time I've said it, so we're not going to get in any big argument about who was right or wrong. But whatever you're saying is your opinion. I haven't seen anything about it. I don't know anything about
it. Okay, I didn't know if it had been out on the national wire or not, because Cincinnati has been pretty much... I haven't seen anything about it,
and I'll tell you what. I see every single news article that goes across every wire, including all the foreign wires. Haven't seen a thing.
Because we've had four deaths similar to that, police shootings of apprehended citizens like that within the last year. And
sometimes the police are justified in what they do. Many times they're not justified in what they do. But I'm going to tell you this again, and then I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Because it doesn't do any good to dwell on this subject when nobody knows what the hell you're talking about, and we can't just take your word for anything.
Okay.
It enters into the realm of hearsay and gossip, and I read it in the newspaper. How many articles do we read in the newspaper that are total crap?
That's right.
Yeah, okay, so we can't continue this, you know. If I find out about it and if I investigate it or other people investigate it and we come up with some real facts, then maybe we'll talk about it one night, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
That's kind of like I was hoping to be able to do that, but I appreciate your time and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. I'm not a cop basher, folks, but when they deserve it, yeah, I'll bash them. But I just don't, you know, it's not my hobby. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. I just had a question for you.
Turn off your radio.
Oh, hold on. Let me shut the door.
Goodbye. No, don't shut the door. You turn off your radio when you call a radio station. Always. Always. If you don't, we get this hellacious feedback, and it hurts my ears, and I'm not going to listen to it. I mean, it really hurts. I'm wearing headphones here. And it's not cool. 520-333-4578. If you've got your radio off and you want to call back, that's fine. But don't call with your radio on. Okay? Folks, all of you, listen to that. Don't call anybody. Don't call Rush Limbaugh. Don't call anybody. If you got your radio on, make sure it's off when whoever's on the other end answers the phone. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Bill. How you doing? This is Craig.
Yeah.
Say, I got a bitch about something. These people keep wondering what the heck is going on with this election. Have they ever thought of picking up the Bill of Rights? Have they ever thought of reading the Constitution? Have they ever thought of getting one of their kids', not the new books, but some of the older books, and looking up constitutional history and finding out exactly what the government's about? Because the forefathers wrote the Constitution in very plain, simple language. The problem with the United States public is guess what? They're listening to way too many lawyers, and the Congress is full of nothing but the stinking rotten bastards, and I'll tell you what, all they have done is completely screwed up the United States. The Constitution speaks for itself. The forefathers were intelligent men. So intelligent that I'll tell you what, not one single person that I know of today can even pass an 1896 grammar school graduate test.
Yeah, you're right.
That is how stupid the United States public is.
Well, you're right about that.
That's right. You know what? The forefathers, they were so intelligent that guess what? They knew that lawyers were dirty, rotten, stinking bastards.
Yeah, they were actually barred from the colonies for many years.
That's right.
Any lawyer or attorney caught in any of the 13 colonies was hung.
That's right. And you know what? I'll tell you what. The one thing that really ticks me off is that let's look at the percentages of how many of the senators right now are lawyers. Gee.
Well, that's
100
not,
senators, I think there's 97 of them are lawyers, isn't
well,
it?
Well, that's not the senator's fault. That's whoever put them there. That's their
right.
fault. And guess who that is?
The sheeple.
That's right.
One thing I'd like to bring up, a comment before I let you go here.
Before you let me go?
Or, you know what I'm saying.
I got the button.
I know you do.
Just in case you're confused.
Well,
I got the
button. Don't cut me off yet, Bill.
It's my button. Go ahead.
I didn't mean that like that. I'm sorry. The thing I was going to say was, no matter how many times they recount these votes, no matter how many times they pull this stuff through there, do you think, seriously, that Bill Clinton wants to stay in the White House on a permanent basis, and he knows that he's going to be elected?
There is, well, let me put that rumor to bed right now. There is no way in the world that Bill Clinton is going to be in the White House 1 second past the time when he's supposed to be out of it.
I believe it.
Period. So all of you people passing all those rumors around that this whole thing is engineered to keep Bill Clinton in the White House, you're just as dumb as all the other sheeple out there that think all this other bullshit.
It's not going to happen. It would go to the Speaker of the House, wouldn't it?
It would go to whoever the Electoral College decides it is. If they have a tie, then it will go to the House of Representatives and the Senate to elect a president and vice president. If they tie, then there is a chain of succession that will be decided, and there will be a new president come January the 21st who will be inaugurated, and Bill Clinton will not be in the White House.
But, the only thing I have to say to close this with is an old saying that Mark Twain said, Republicans or Democrats, not a dime's worth of difference between the two.
That's right. Only I've changed it to a new.
You bet. Thanks, Bill. See you later.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Oh, that was entertaining. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. I'll change the subject for you. I was watching MSNBC.
You mean BSNBC?
Yeah, macro bullshit NBC.
BSNBC.
BSNBC, yes. Yeah. And there was a special on called Headliners and Legends hosted by Matt Lauer. It was about Jackie Onassis, and to get straight to the point, when they flew into Fort Worth Airport, her and President JFK, they stated, the narrator of the program clearly stated that she was confused because she expected yellow roses, and she was given red roses on the tarmac, and they show it on film.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I just wanted to let you know that I saw that.
Yeah, she was supposed to get yellow roses because that's a Texas thing.
Yes, but she was very confused why she was given red roses.
Yeah, well.
Have a good evening.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
I know that a lot of you are confused about that, but those of us who have studied the history of all of this
crap. We're not confused. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. I'm sorry about the radio a while ago.
It's okay. Just don't do it again.
Okay, I won't. I was going to ask you, do you know anything about Oregon? You know, they were recounting, too, in some other states, but I haven't heard anything.
In the state of Oregon, supposedly, Gore's ahead, but they haven't certified their votes, and they haven't stopped counting their votes. They're still counting. So there's nothing official in the state of Oregon. There's nothing official in the state of New Mexico. You know, there may not be anything official in some of these other states, because I got to tell you, no state has finished counting their absentee ballots.
Right.
And so, you know, even the election for the electors is not over, even though in a lot of states Gore may be ahead or Bush may be ahead. Those absentee ballots could change everything. And they don't stop counting them until whatever the state law is for those particular states. In Florida, it's this Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't sure about all the other states.
Nobody is, because it's different in each state because they have their own laws for their own elections. It's not a federal election.
Right.
All of these are individual state elections to choose their electors who will then go and vote for president and vice president.
Right. I understand that. But I just didn't know about the other states because it's not on the news. They're concentrating on Florida.
Well, there's 50 states, so it's not going to be on the news. You know, if you're curious about that, you need to call whatever state you're curious about and ask them what the deadline is for counting their absentee ballots.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
But thanks for having the courage to call back. 520-333-4578 is the number. I'm taking your calls for the rest of the hour. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America, according to William Jefferson Clinton. I guess this broadcast really hurt him quite a bit. He doesn't like me. 520-333-4578. Topic is open. You can talk about anything you want to. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. This is Pete from Martinsville, Virginia. I was calling in reference to that man that was calling about Mr. Clinton trying to stay in office. It's not him that's trying to stay in office. It's Gore, if you think about it. He's trying to recount and recount and recount and scrutinize things until he gets the count right in his favor, right?
Well, that's right, yeah. And if Gore gets in the White House, it's no different than Clinton staying in the White House, to tell you the truth.
Oh, true.
Only Gore, believe me, folks, and if you don't believe this, read Al Gore's book, the book that he wrote. Read it. Al Gore is much more dangerous than Bill Clinton ever thought of being.
Well, I've seen that over the last couple of weeks. But on the flip side, you also got the Bush boys trying to raise the dead on Election Day only and trying to stuff the boxes in Florida.
Well, I don't know about that. No, nobody has proven that any of that has happened by either one of the parties. So where do you get that information?
Well, considering they keep recounting and...
Bush isn't recounting. It's Gore that's recounting.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, just want to put that little tidbit out.
Okay.
Okay, good night.
Thanks for calling. Now, we know that the dead is raised from the cemeteries all across the country every election day, but nobody's proven that that's happened in Florida. I'll bet that it has, but nobody's proven it, so nobody can say... That Bush or Gore or anybody raised the dead in Florida, because there's no proof. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Given the apparent and what I think is very obvious NASA moon scam, do you think we can look forward to a red planet scam?
Oh, absolutely. If they can't get to the moon, how the hell are they going to get to Mars?
But you think they'll actually go through the trouble of indoctrinating the public and convincing them?
Well, I think they've already started. Started with this Space on Mars crap.
Have you seen the movie Mission to Mars?
Yeah.
Boy, was that a shock. I couldn't believe that they took Hoagland's preposterous theory and made a film out of it.
Yeah, well, you can't blame some scriptwriter in Hollywood for taking advantage of a good thing if it'll bring people to the box office and make him a couple hundred thousand dollars for that script or whatever he gets paid.
I suppose you're right about that.
That's okay. It's up to the people to understand that it's fiction. You know, but you keep seeing these things over and over and over and over and over again for years and years and years, and you keep hearing people say there's a face on Mars and there's a city on Mars and blah, 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 and pretty soon people believe it.
I love this thing NASA does where they are technical advisors to a film about a face on Mars, but then they deny Hoagland's claim.
Yeah. Well, how can they be a technical advisor to something that they deny exists? I mean,
exactly.
What is there technical about it to advise?
Exactly. It's really wonderful. Well, I'm just afraid that it's going to cost our children trillions instead of $30 million.
Well, yeah, but you read the report from Iron Mountain and you'll see what it's all about.
It'll be a brand new pyramid program, really.
Yeah, you got it. It's a welfare program.
God bless, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. That was a good subject to talk about. Maybe one of these nights, we'll just open it up and talk about NASA. Just frost them a little bit. They need frosting. NASA's the biggest scam on the face of this earth. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. Calling from Pennsylvania.
How are you doing?
The gentleman just mentioned the report of Iron Mountain. Where can we find that?
It's not up to me to find your books. You have to find
it.
I know where my copy is. It's in my library.
Good for you. Hey, listen, Al Gore is probably very upset because he doesn't want to have to move too far away. Remember, he's a man who hasn't paid any rent. As far as owning any property, put it this way, any taxes on his property, and now all of a sudden we have to pay tax.
Hey, he has to go back to a precinct in a county, in a state, none of which voted for him.
You're absolutely right. Okay, I thought maybe you had some sources to report on Iron Mountain.
No.
Okay, I'll keep trying. Thank you.
You got to remember, folks, I live up here in the mountains of Arizona. There's a couple of bookstores. They're little bookstores. But I guarantee you, ain't going to be no copies of the report from Iron Mountain in either one of them, unless somebody died and they had one and they bought all the books at their estate sale and just happened to get one by luck. So you all live in the big cities where you have absolute unrestricted resources for those kinds of things. Why are you calling me asking me where you can get them? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. I know why the Democrats are in such a tizzy about the vote count in Florida.
Yeah, I do too. They lost. That's why they're in such a tizzy.
Well, what it is if they had that many elderly people get confused and accidentally vote for Buchanan instead of Gore, imagine how confused the dead ones got. They probably voted for Bush by mistake.
Well, you know what? That could be true because the dead ones, you know, they've got worms crawling around inside their skull, and I could see how they could really get confused. And, you know, if we're electing dead senators, there's dead people voting.
I wouldn't doubt it. Listen, I want to put a vote in for doing a NASA show sometime. I'd really like to hear that.
Okay. We'll do it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, we will definitely do a NASA show. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Cooper.
Yeah.
Sam in Maryland.
Hi, Sam.
Report from Iron Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
They published a new edition about 2 years ago. The guy should be able to get in Barnes & Noble, no problem.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Good night.
Thanks. You know, but why should you be telling him? I mean, they should know. I bet he hasn't even been to a bookstore to try and see if it's in print. Every bookstore has a computer, and they can tell you if a book's in print or not in print. If it's in print, they can order it for you. If not, they can refer you to a good book search service, and they'll find it for you for a fee. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Tony in Illinois.
Hi, Tony.
I'd like to talk a little about rock and roll.
Okay.
One of my favorite groups in my teen years and growing up was Rush. And then I read some transcripts of The Hour of the Time and listened to one of the albums again. And it turns out it's all about the New World Order. They sing We Are the Priests of the Temples.
Oh, yeah, I've got some Rush around here. I played it on this broadcast, as a matter of fact.
No, I missed it.
Yeah, apparently you did.
They have a big red star on one of their albums.
Yeah. I've made it a point to tell people, you know, for years that they would be absolutely amazed at what their children were listening to because nobody listens to the lyrics but the children and the teenagers. And the people who are into that kind of stuff, you know, but most adults, most mothers and fathers, they never hear any of that stuff. They have no idea what the children are listening to.
That's true. And another group was the Doors, and I couldn't find an exoteric.
Well, that's Doyle's favorite group. He's got everything the Doors ever did.
Well, they put out a new release, a new track on one of their albums, and it was "Thank You, O Lord, for the White Bright Light," and he said it three times.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
But I should probably write a paper on it because there are so many other groups and other songs that I can.
Oh yeah, you could spend a whole lifetime researching that stuff.
Maybe I could do a show on it sometime.
Well, get your own radio broadcast, and maybe you can.
Right. Thank you very much, Bill.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. That's it, folks. We're out of time. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. And good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey, something's not right.
Throw out your arms. It is the law massively. We're here for the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. Did you got a complaint? Think of the facts.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. The federal money if you want to come over. Dance with your step and do what you're told.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land, and Clinton saying take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar, right, Clinton's preparing us for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and rape the nation. Order. Crisis creation. Incite black and white, program agitation.
Okay, folks, just in case you missed what I said tonight, sometime after 2 p.m. tomorrow, George Bush will be the de facto winner of the election for the electors in the state of Florida. It will become official on Friday, but only if Bush wins the absentee ballot vote. So, there you have it.
Vaccination, biochip, milk carton.
And you can take it to the bank.
Clinton says her health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood. The sonic mind manipulation. Inciting riots is crisis creation. Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and can never be taken away.
Atmospheric. Social illusion. Media hype. Plan confusion.
Masonic religion. It's a liar. Got you praying for a Luciferian Messiah.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore.